Hi there, my name is Jason.
And I'm Haley. Welcome to Believers Academy. This fifth lesson in the Spiritual Drought series is Stir Up a Sound Mind. Remember our scripture in 2 Timothy 1:7? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There are 8 steps to stir ourselves up. We've already discussed stirring ourselves up with faith and the power and love of God. Now we're going to talk about step 4, how to have a sound mind.
You stir up a sound mind by feeding your mind with the right things. How do you feed your mind? You do it by choosing what you see, hear, and think about. Of course, it is God's word that will clarify your thinking, so feed your mind by continually reading and believing the word of God. God's word contains his wisdom for your needs. We are to take control of, not be controlled by, our minds. Philippians 4:8-9 says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Take a look at what you are listening to and watching, including your own words. It's true. You listen to yourself. So be alert to what you are saying. It's important that you speak God's word and talk from God's point of view. Don't talk the circumstances. Speak God's word."
For example, if it seems you don't have enough money to pay all of your bills, don't say, "I don't know what to do. I can't pay my bills. It looks hopeless." Instead, say, "God has promised to meet my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19. So, in Jesus' name, my bills are paid. I'm trusting in Jesus. I know what to do. I'll be all right because I have God's word on it and I believe it. God, through his Holy Spirit, will give you increased mental clarity and focus as you think about him and his word. Choose to receive God's wisdom. Then, do what you believe God wants you to do. Stir up the sound mind that is in you by keeping your mind on the word of God. Remember, it's your choice to stir yourself up.
So in conclusion, here are some assignments you can do to stir up a sound mind. First, make a list of things that you are unsure of God's will. Then, find scriptures that either give you the answers or give you assurance God is taking care of these things for you.
Second, every day, say out loud, "God has given me a sound mind," and believe it.
Third, meditate on one scripture each day and allow the Holy Spirit to give you understanding about the scripture that increases your mental clarity and focus.
Fourth, download and use the study document Faith Activities. That's a different one for each lesson.
We look forward to studying with you again in Believers Academy. Keep coming back to the other lessons in this series. And remember,
Jesus is Lord.